All right, this is Al Addis here with the volleyball team. And that's Sarah Schlopp. It's just leaving. We had the interview with her. Unfortunately, it didn't record very well, so we only got 2 minutes. It recorded. It just didn't record well, so we're going to have to... It's messed up, is right. Gold Wave working stupidly, but we finally figured it out just in time for the only undefeated team in the fall varsity team. We got Haley Kerr, Jamie Cooper-Smith. Very, very good girls. They're nice girls. They're great volleyball players, more importantly. Guys, how's it going? I'm putting you on here on the mic 1 second. Conference room's on. Okay. How's it going, guys?
Pretty good. It's actually going great.
Yeah, especially being the only undefeated team in Port Washington at Schreiber High School. It's pretty sweet, you know, 6-0, it's a big deal. Last year we started off 4-0, I think, and then we got a little shaky in the middle, so this is definitely the crunch time to keep it going.
Absolutely, and I'm sure we didn't, you know, that girls volleyball wasn't really the hyped sport. I think everyone was really like, you know, football, soccer, but
yeah,
it turns out that you guys have really had the most miraculous season out of everybody, and that's really exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's for being on, both of us being on varsity for 3 years now, it's the best varsity team we've had so far, and we really have a chance to go all the way and go undefeated the entire season and possibly take the conference.
Yeah, we have a lot of girls returning from last year's team. We only have a couple of new members. Megan Murphy, she's a freshman.
Underclassman to watch for. She's incredibly talented.
Yeah, she starts. So she's a setter, so she'll be taking over for Inger next year. We'll probably be running a 5-1 with her as a setter.
Yeah.
So that's pretty exciting.
Well, 5-1 it's a very exciting setup, I'm sure. Well, you guys say that you have a lot, you know, this is just the best team and you guys have the best, you know, camaraderie and everything. But what really is it that makes you guys the best team? Is it the fact that you said there's a bunch of returning players? What does that really, you know, make that good? I mean, does it make it say, oh, we have the best skill players because people have been here for the longest? Is that what it's saying, or is it saying more like, you know, we have really good, you know, camaraderie and team, you know, a love for our teammates because we've been here so long? What is it?
Honestly, I think it's a little both. I mean, I can only vouch for myself, and I've had outside training, and skill is only a fraction of what makes a team. It involves good leadership, which is, we have fantastic leadership. Our seniors are great role models. They work incredibly hard. Leanna LaManna, like, shout out to you.
Yeah.
Like, she's working so hard every day, and we have a lot of younger girls that are coming on as new kids, and they're learning the right techniques and the right habits because we have such good leaders, we have such good role models, and we're working so well together as a team.
Yeah, our JV team is actually 5-1. They just lost to Syosset in 5 games, which we just beat Syosset in 5 games. So, I mean, that was a big loss for them. But at the same time, like, that's huge that they're 5-1 right now. I mean, hopefully they can keep up and, like, just win their next 2 games, and then they play all the same teams again, so.
Yeah, I mean, you never really talk about the connection between JV and varsity and how important it is for one team to do well, and I think it really gives both teams confidence to see, you know, a good base at the bottom and also a good base at the top, and what do you guys feel about that?
I think that one thing that you kind of have to recognize is the volleyball world this year was seriously thrown into chaos. We had the boys join us for the fall, so now boys and girls volleyball is played during the same season, and because of that, you know, gym space has to be shared, and coaches have to be switched. We have a brand new coach, Steve Park. He was our assistant coach last year. He's now our head coach. He's doing a phenomenal job, but for us, we practice next to the boys varsity team, and you see how we sort of feed off one another, and especially with the JV teams, too. You see how the program is beginning to feed off itself, that everyone is working together. It's one huge program, so it's interesting. It's a little chaotic, but it's working so far.
And you said Coach Park, he's doing a great job for you guys?
Yeah, we have a new assistant coach.
Yeah, Coach Sutz, he is also the boys varsity assistant coach for basketball, and he coaches
softball.
Yeah, girls varsity softball. So he definitely has the coaching experience, and he's definitely the one that pumps us up when we're at games, and he's good with the coaching. Volleyball, he plays beach volleyball during the summer, so that's his claim to, I know how to play volleyball, but, I mean, he's definitely...
He's doing a great job.
Yeah, he's...
That's exciting. Having a great coach is really important. Now, what's been the big moment this season that has, you know, I mean, 6-0 is obviously great, but I'm sure there was one moment where you guys were like, all right, maybe we can do this. Maybe we can make an impact, make the playoffs, and win a championship. Has there been a moment like that, or are you waiting for it?
I don't think there's been, like, a singular moment where we're like, this is it. But I will say that I think the Syosset game was very, very important that we really pushed through, and by the fifth game, we closed it.
And yes, that is definitely very important. I think we could have beat them in 3 easily, but I mean, not all of us were there in the beginning, including me. But I think also we 2 weeks ago we had a tournament at Herrick's, and usually with those types of tournaments, we go there, we spend like 10 or 11 hours there. I mean, it's a very long day, but this time we actually ended up staying there and actually being quite successful. We came in second place, so that was huge. Hicksville, we lost to Hicksville. We were ranked 7th when it came to playoffs, so after pool play we were ranked 7th out of 8 teams. So, I mean, going from 7 and then coming into 2nd, that's absolutely huge, and I think that definitely brought our team together because girls that don't typically play all the time, they were in, and I think our team just definitely really clicked that weekend.
And you guys have given yourself a lot of confidence. I can tell in the way that you said, you know, we should have beaten Syosset in 3 games, that you guys are confident in yourselves. So when you go into a game confident, you normally play better. And I've seen teams struggle with that. My baseball team struggled with that last year when we lost 7 games in a row because of a lack of confidence. And you guys, I'm sure, as captains, you know, give your team a lot of confidence. What leadership traits really make a difference as a captain? I don't know how long you guys have been captains, but I'm guessing Haley probably only 1 year, right?
Yeah, it's both our first years. Yeah. Kristen, this is her second
year. So what traits really make you good leaders, you think?
I think that the best part about the three of us is that we all lead in very different ways. And, you know, Kristen is positive all day.
Very positive.
She is always upbeat. She's always ready to go. I'm a little more brutally honest with players. Sometimes to make someone better, you got to tell them what's wrong. You have to be upfront. And I think that we do a good job of the three of us complimenting each other. Sometimes Haley's loud. She's the one that really pumps everyone up when we're in the huddles. We have our own little cheer. You can come watch us cheer.
It's very exciting but weird at the same time.
But we all bring different things to the table. So I think that we complement each other very, very well.
So what are your future expectations for your team this season?
We're going to take it all.
And take it all.
Hell yeah. We play Herrick's next Wednesday, which right now Herrick's is the only other undefeated team in the conference, and they actually beat Syosset in 4 games.
Is that a home game?
No, that is actually away, but still, it's not too far away, 10 minutes drive, so our parents will be willing to drive people, but like we need a crowd to get pumped up, so it'd be great if you guys could come Wednesday, Herrick's 4:30.
For Washington Herrick's, we don't get along.
Not at all. That girls' basketball, boys' basketball.
We got football this weekend against Herrick's.
Football, they're talking trash. I mean, like,
it's time
to
kill them.
We're ready to go.
Put them in their place.
All right, I'm feeling good about that. It sounds like you guys are pumped up and ready to go.
Yeah.
And, you know, it really sounds like you guys have a really good core and a really good idea of what your team is about this year. And, you know, rookie on the radio, Haley Kerr, just did a perfect promo. She didn't say you have to go. She just said she wants you guys there. So if you're listening, let's go. Port Washington over Herrick's this weekend. Port Washington over Herrick's on Wednesday. Head over to Herrick's High School. And watch them play. And this is girls volleyball here with Al Addis, Jamie Coopersmith, Haley Kerr. We got 2 kids waiting. We got more interviews all day. Let's go, Vikings, 6-0. All right, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Al Addis back on here right now. We got Jason Gerwitz, and for some reason the mic is not on the wrong mic. Okay, wait. All right, sorry about that. This is Al Addis here with Jason Gerwitz.
How's it going, Al?
Very good. Hey, I'm the interviewer, man. He is the varsity football captain, 1 of 3, number 33. And I'm telling you, this kid can play. When we went and saw him play against, I think, East Meadow, best player on the field, I have to say.
Appreciate the comment.
Finally healthy. Happy to hear that. How's the team playing?
I mean, from the scores of the games, you'd think that we've been playing terrible.
But we've been playing three real solid teams. East Meadow, top leagues and top teams in the division, MacArthur, Baldwin, and I think that we've been playing pretty solid, despite what the scores say.
And I was saying that before when I was, you know, talking about introducing you guys for later. I was saying, you know, I talked to Reale and I talked to you, and Reale said he was really frustrated during the game because he said you guys were playing so well and you just weren't, you know, finishing it off, and that you really could have did something special against Baldwin, and that's got to be really, you know, disheartening when you guys play well and lose. What's that feeling like?
Well, especially against Baldwin, because we stopped them on offense when they're on offense, and for us to do that, that's just huge. Because they're a team that just runs down your throat every play, and for us to stop them, Port Washington to stop Baldwin against that, it's a huge thing. But despite how well we played, coming off a huge loss like that, it's so disheartening seeing that score. No matter how well you played,
absolutely, it's a tough loss, I'm sure as a captain, it's hard to, you know, keep people focused when you're losing games, especially games where you guys play well. How do you do that?
It's real tough, especially when we have such a warm crowd and such a warm student body here. But you just have to keep them focused. I mean, just work hard building up to this game, because we know this is one of the biggest games. This probably is our biggest game of the year right now.
And you're playing Herricks, right?
Yep. Playing Herricks, this extremely winnable game. We've beat them for who knows how many years, and I think that this can be a real turnaround for the season.
I mean, 0-3, you guys have a few games left, right? Three or four games left, right?
Five
games left, so you still have an opportunity to finish over 500.
Yeah.
But, how are you keeping your team motivated? Do you now that you're 0-3 and that you're not, it's not, you know, getting to the middle portion of your season, do you find people starting to lose focus? Do you find people starting to, you know, kind of give up? Or are you seeing people really start to band together?
In the beginning, there were people who were straying from the path. But right now, we're really coming together. And one thing, watching film after the games and seeing how well we played, that really gives everyone a lot of confidence, especially against such great teams that we've been playing. And everyone's been working real hard right now, just building up. And I think that we can really turn around the season.
And that's the name of the game. I mean, you see that in teams all the time. You know, whoever's really not strong at the beginning of the season, you'll see them stray. But if you have a really strong team and a strong core, it doesn't really matter. You can lose a player and still keep that whole core and keep that whole, you know, skill set, you know, team set attitude. And that's what you guys have done there, because I see you on the field. You guys all give it your all. And you got some players who are really stepping up. And I know you got some good players there. When I go see your games, I know I'm impressed by a bunch of guys in the team, and it's only a matter of time before things turn around. And you're saying this weekend?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a real good win. So everyone come out. It'll be an exciting game. We'll put up a win.
They put up a win for you if you come. It's in the middle of Pride and Port. It's actually the finale of Pride and Port, something I'm planning. So as I said before, you know, hopefully you guys come down. It's going to be a great time. Nothing better to do than watch Port football win on a Saturday afternoon. Going to be perfect weather, 68. Definitely come down. We'll have food for you. We'll have some entertainment for you. And it's going to be a great time. Just one more thing. I know Coach Delgay has been doing this for years. The team's had better years. What's he saying?
He's just telling everyone that we need to be positive. I mean, we're seeing how well we're playing. We just need to put it all together. And I think that we can do this weekend.
You think you can do it this weekend?
Yeah.
And he's a great coach?
He's a great coach.
He knows
his
stuff.
He's a great guy. He knows everything. I mean, he's coached here. He's been coaching at college. He knows his stuff.
He knows his stuff. You guys trust him?
I trust him 100%.
Okay. Very good, Jason. This is Jason Gerwitz and Al Addis here. This is your football team interview. Come down on Saturday. Definitely watch and play. It's going to be something to watch as they hopefully take down Herricks for their first of many wins this season. Jason, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. It's on, Jordan, I promise. You don't have to tap it. All right. This is Al Addis on here with Jay Specs, Jordan Speckler, many names, many personality traits we got in the studio. It's clogged up here. How you doing, Jordan?
I'm good. How are you, Al?
Doing very good. Sporting your PW number 3 jersey. It's been through a lot. How's the season going?
It's going pretty well so far. Even though we're only 1-2 right now, the team is definitely looking good, and I think we can make a big run in the playoffs, assuming we get there.
And you're not a captain of the team. How do you think that that just being a senior on the team in terms of leadership, what do you do to make sure that everyone's really focused? And I mean, you're a senior. You want to win this year, right?
Well, I mean, personally, we don't really do anything to get so focused. We just practice hard, and we know that we can really handle anyone we play. And even though we've lost two tough games to Baldwin and Hicksville, we're focused as we'll ever be because we know we can beat them next time we play. So in practice, we're just emphasizing the fact that we're playing with them, and even though we lose, we play well, and we can beat them the next time at home.
And are those losses where you know you can beat them? Are they frustrating for you guys?
Well, for instance, yesterday against Hicksville, who's supposed to be the number one team in our division, we were playing with them the entire game, and then we got a handball in the box, and they got a PK, which they scored on, and that's basically how they won. And it's just after playing such a tough game against one of the best teams, I mean, we knew we can play with them, and to have it come down to that is really it's hard to deal with, but we learn from it, knowing that we can play with them, and next time it'll be a different result.
Yeah, it's got to be frustrating to lose that kind of game. I know I was always frustrated with that. So Mr. Fish is your coach. In that kind of game, what does he do to keep you guys, you know, into it rather than, you know, sulking? And how does he get you to look on to the next game rather than worry about the one you already lost?
Well, even though we did lose, he's just telling us that we played with them. We did everything what we've been practicing. Like, we've been doing everything fine. We haven't really done anything that's hurt the team in any way in any games or practice. So he's basically just building off every game we've been playing, win or lose. Because even though we're losing, we're still learning a lot. We're getting better every day in practice. And basically, we'll connect eventually the team. And because most of this is just first time playing together, like everyone, so it's going to take a few days to really learn it, a few games to really learn how everyone plays together.
Absolutely. And I know that you guys were Will-less. Will Sandoval was not on the team until just about a few days ago. Him coming back to the team, how big a deal is that for you guys?
Oh, it's a big deal because he's probably, even though he's the smallest one on the team, he has the biggest mouth, and he's talking a lot on the field. He gets everyone motivated for the game. He is always giving 110% while we play. And basically, he gives us an opportunity to play with the best teams just at his skill level he's at right now.
And a lot of the things you said about him are actually leadership-based. You know, is he the best on your team offensively?
Offensively, I feel he's one of the better players on the team. I want to say, I don't know if he's the best, but he's definitely up there with the best of them.
But he has a great skill set?
Yes, he can get by almost anyone. He can take the ball from anyone. He's fast.
But I noticed when you talked about him, the first things you rattled off were stuff like leadership traits, where he gets you guys motivated, has a big mouth in the field, and tells you guys, you know, where you need to be and what you need to do. Has he taken a leadership role since coming back?
He has. When we're doing stretching in practice, he's trying to lead it, trying to lead all the running. And even though he's not the captain, he still is up there. Even though the name is in captain form, he still acts like one. And it's good to have someone like that on the team.
Absolutely good to have someone like that. And you guys are 1-2 now. I'm sure you have another probably 6 or 7 games before the playoffs, right?
We have more.
Probably more. You have a bunch of games, so you're not even close to the middle of your season yet. What are the expectations for the future?
Oh, they're definitely really high. The two games we have lost were against the two better teams in our division, and they weren't really great. We played well in those games, so I feel next time we play them, we can definitely tie or beat them. And we have a game this weekend against MacArthur, at MacArthur, and we could definitely easily have a win there and put us at 2-2.
And I talked to Mr. Fish, and he told me because of some of the cancellations, you guys have like 4 or 5 home games in a row coming up over the next. I know your next game is away, right? And then you have a bunch of home games in a row.
Yeah.
So what kind of confidence does that give you? Does that give you guys any greater confidence to be at home? What kind of a home field advantage do you get?
Oh, it's a big thing because we've been saying we get 5 minutes, 10 minutes to warm up before a game. You're not really going to be the mindset. We're coming out flat. That's basically what happens. And being at home, we have a full hour basically to get ready for a game, and it just makes it a whole lot smoother, and we feel a whole lot more confident when we finally play.
It makes a lot of sense. What does the crowd do for you guys?
It's definitely motivating to see that everyone's coming out watching us, because last game against Hicksville, they had everyone there, they had everyone cheering, and you can see that Hicksville, like, was playing with the crowd. They were doing moves and everything, and I feel like if we had that, we would see a lot more goals scored for us instead of against us.
Well, you'll have that opportunity. As I said, you guys have a few home games in a row coming up at some point over the next 2 weeks. I don't know exactly when. I don't even know if you know exactly when, but Mr. Fish did tell me that you guys have a bunch of home games, and you know I'll be there, and you know I'll give you guys some promos on mine, Johnny's, and Andrew's show to make sure people attend, because it's going to be great. And soccer is a big sport here, and hopefully it continues to be, and hopefully the season goes as well as you guys plan.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Jordan. Jordan Speckler with Al Addis. Signing off for a little bit. Right now it's about 9:25 here on this wonderful E-Day. Lots of rain. Monsoon. I will be back later with some more captains possibly. But for now, this is Al Addis signing off on WDOT Port Washington, 5:30 a.m. You're on the dot.